now, as we head out, here's one for the coffee nuts. Italy is responsible for a lot of what we know about coffee. That is, how we drink it, but also how we make it, the machines and technology behind a good hot cup. The espresso machine was invented in Italy, and there's the Neapolitan stovetop mocha too. But as Danny Mitzman has been finding out on a journey into the science of coffee, sometimes, just sometimes, coffee is best served cold.
Along with the food, art and architecture, one of the greatest sources of Italian pride is their coffee. Many claim that even if you find the same roast made with the same machine outside Italy, it just doesn't taste as good.
Absolutely, we are coffee snobs. And what is typical when people come back from a trip abroad, the question is, how was the coffee? Mm-hmm. And usually the answer, of course, is awful.
Paolo Vergnani is a psychologist and 10 cup a day man. He's also a friend of my favourite local coffee guru, Manuel Terzi. Terzi's bar in central Bologna, with its vast selection of beans and roasts from all over the world, has always fascinated me. But now he's opened a coffee lab, where he's experimenting various methods of making the perfect espresso.
We try to find the scientific approach in the coffee field, because when you try, when you go in a coffee shop, you ask for one espresso, you can have just this kind of coffee with this coffee machine, so you have no choices. But maybe it could be interesting to learn which differences you can find between the same coffee bean prepared with different kind of coffee machines or the same coffee machine using different coffee beans. So, in this place, we have different coffee machines. The spring one, the classic one, the vibration pump one, and also cold percolator or siphon. So, you can try many, many, many different brewing methods. So, you can cross many different possibilities.
Cold percolator? Yes, you did hear right. It may take an entire night, but according to Manuel Terzi, you can make coffee using cold water.
Yeah, with ice too. This is a bowl with cold water, and opening here you can have just a drop falling, and in this place you can put ground coffee, and then water will pass through very slowly. And then drop by drop will fall down in this bowl.
It looks like a professor's kind of chemistry equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the same. And I like it for this because customers, when they saw this strange machine, they asked for it. So we help to keep curiosity about coffee. They say that you can drink many cups of this coffee. It is not dangerous for the gastric system.
Manuel Terzi's bar is a unique cross between a museum and a laboratory.
First modern coffee machine for espresso coffee. It's called the E61. Because
it's fascinating to discover the evolution of the espresso machine.
This one, it's the oldest model, oldest type. It uses the strength of a spring, and so it is a different pressure. Higher at the beginning and then lower in the second part of the extraction, of the brewing of the espresso. So,
but I've come with a few questions I want answered, and it's time for Manuel to confirm or explode some of my favourite coffee myths, starting with the potency of an espresso. Is a small coffee a stronger coffee?
Not always. I mean, very often it's not so, because caffeine can melt very easily in the water. So in the first 5 or 10 seconds, you extract all the caffeine from a coffee. But a short coffee is more easily digested than a longer one. Because at the beginning, in the first 5 or 10 seconds, you extract only the good substances of the coffee. Keeping on extraction, you will take wooden substances and other things that are not so good.
Does keeping your coffee in the fridge keep it fresher?
High temperature, light, vibration, accelerate the aging of coffee. So keeping in the fridge will help you to increase the shelf life of your coffee. But remember that once you take your coffee away from the fridge, the aging speed will increase again. 10 degrees of changing temperature will increase 7 times the aging of coffee. For example, your coffee will be good for 7 weeks. With 10 degrees of changing temperature, your coffee will be good for 1 week.
And a lot of people say that if you have coffee with milk, the effect is not so strong. Is that a myth?
There is something true, because caffeine with some substances of the milk can create a little connection and will help caffeine to pass through the stomach. And so it gives you a little help. But you have to pay attention that the milk must not be warmed up over 72 degrees, because in this case, the substances can change and will create tannato di caseina, that is very hard to digest.
So my mum's theory that coffee with milk is an unhealthy combination was just a myth. Lucky for her, as she does love a cappuccino. But Manuel Terzi's final word of advice is, if the milk tastes spoiled, send it back.
You cannot sell a cappuccino with milk heated over 72 degrees. Very dangerous. You will not be a barista in this case.
Well, that may be true in Italy, but I reckon there are a couple of baristas here in Germany, if at all baristas exist here in Germany. They like to try and dispute that, judging by the coffee that you get served here, that is. But anyway, that was coffee guru Manuel Terzi, ending that report there by Danny Mitzman in Bologna.